Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to the program. If you just joined us, we start at 12:05. And you know what? If you can't make it, you can follow podcasts. Max feverishly posts them as we do each segment. And all you have to do is go to goodlifeguy.com. There's a link, or go just type in the Good Life Radio Show podcast, or go to odyssey.com, find KNSS, and you'll get to it. It's a good thing. Brian, while we were during the break, Max and I were talking about, I just redid my condo down in Naples, and it brought up, you know, I said they got rid of all the debris literally on the same day of destruction, and they demoed the whole kitchen, got rid of the debris, and put in the upper cabinetry all in the same day. It was really cool. But then that led me to mention that, and you know, clutter. That's in the book. Talk a little bit about, I think we've just grown into this. That's why a lot of people are in the storage business, you know, because we have so much crap.
Yeah. And the thing, the book is a story. It's a story about a guy, and he really fundamentally, it's about him confronting the clutter in his life. And when I say clutter, it's not just things, although things are a lot of it, but it's also relationships and ideas and things he's holding on to that, you know, he's collected and haven't questioned. And we do that. I mean, we do that as individuals. We do that as a society. We collect these things, these notions, and we sort of forget to reevaluate them and go, do I really need to have that? And that's really what the book comes down to. And maybe it's because that's what I'm doing myself. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, God, I need to. I mean, we have a big house, way too big for just the two of us. My boys are grown and gone. And when we first moved into this house, I thought, oh, my God, look at all the storage space. I mean, walking from the master bedroom to the kitchen was longer than my whole yard prior. You know, I mean, right. I got a lot of steps in when we moved in. And now you can't open a drawer or a closet without crap falling out. I'm not blaming my wife, and I'll take my responsibility here, but I don't you agree, certainly in your advertising campaigns, that still today we kind of promote this acquisition of things and stuff and throw away, oh, it's broken, throw away and get a new one.
You know, even if it's not broken, I mean, let's get this year's model. I mean, I worked in car advertising a lot, and every year it was buy the brand new one because it's better than last year's. And sometimes the differences were so minuscule, and yet our job was to try and convince people that it was an important upgrade to have. We do that. I think it's worse now than ever because the incentives don't lessen. Corporations need to make profits for selling their products and services, and that's just the way it is. And so the advertising marketing industries are set up in order to help facilitate that. And we've developed new ways to do that through, you know, social media is a huge change in the marketing and advertising business, but the rest of that stuff hasn't gone away. Now, the print, the billboards, the television commercials, those still exist.
Yeah. Well, yeah, think back to our grandparents. You know, the old saying, walk to school uphill both ways in freezing weather. And
yeah.
Things were different then. And you know, grocery stores had products that you picked up and put in your little basket and paid for them and carted them home and used them. And there wasn't much packaging like we have today. And certainly the car thing, you got to wonder if you ever see one of those tractor trailers going by with flattened whole car carcasses stacked one on top of the other, you got to wonder, yeah, they can use some of the metal, but kind of hard to get over. Really some interesting stuff. I think the book is, well, it's certainly an easy read, even though I didn't finish it because I was down in Florida and busy. But I will. And, you know, you touch on maybe something of a midlife crisis for Alex, for the main character. And I think you and I just agreed we both are trying to cut back on what we use and consume and certainly what we throw out. And I just think it's so cool that you've done this. I'm thinking maybe you should plan your next book as not a novel, but a plea, you know, to highlight all the crap that we throw out and where it goes. And that's the, you know, obviously I would guess you recycle.
I do. I try very hard. And it is a struggle because, you know, there's just so much stuff and it's not really easy to determine. You get these plastic containers and they have these symbols on the back. And it's hard to decipher which ones can be recycled and how. And I think that would go a long way, just simplifying the system. And I'm not an expert, but I've heard or read about other systems in other countries where they just take the stuff and they figure out how to sort it. So it makes it easier for the end user, meaning you and me, and where we could just go, yeah, it goes into the blue bin, and the blue bin goes to the place, and at that place, it all goes to where it needs to be.
Yeah.
So we're not tempted to just throw something in the trash rather than recycling because we still know what to do with it.
Well, and I think the recycling companies and local governments don't do a very good job of educating us on what can and can't go into your recycling bin. And you mentioned the little triangular shaped symbols. People think if it just has one of those triangles on there, oh, it's recyclable. Nah,
right.
No.
Not that simple, yeah.
You know, and then if you talk to your recycler and if they're honest, that you say, okay, here's my huge full-size garbage can of, you allow me to throw everything in there together, plastic bottles, anything, but they don't tell you enough. The little pictographic on the top of the garbage can that says, you know, paper, cardboard, yeah, magazines, blah, blah, blah. They just don't tell you enough, and half the stuff we put in there I think is probably not recyclable and compounds the problem of the sorting process, even though now it's mostly automatic or, you know, it's done with photo sensors and cameras and automation, but pretty scary stuff.
It is scary stuff, but I'm kind of reassured because, you know, what you're doing, what I'm doing, I think so many people are feeling that way. We're feeling a little bit like, you know, it's, when I was a kid, I grew up in Florida, and I remember my dad would just throw stuff, you know, down the gutter because the gutter would drain to the ocean. It was sort of like a big dumping ground. But from his generation, that sort of made sense because the ocean was so big and a cup or a bottle was so small. And now we're starting to come to the conclusion that, yeah, a bottle is small and the ocean is big, but there's a limit. And so as a society, we're moving more toward, you know, let's be conscientious about this. And I think that's progress.
I love dogs. I told you I was in Florida, and the hurricane went by. We didn't get a lot, but up by north of Fort Myers in the Tampa area where they got the worst of it, there was a thing in USA Today that said the rivers, streams, and things that emptied and went into the Gulf of Mexico transported hundreds of thousands of gallons of sewage right into where you swim and fish and, you know, and that's just one. That's not even the garbage part. That's something that we should have fixed long ago. And I guess we're doing better.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So we talked very briefly about the book, and folks, you need a copy of this.
I know.
Well, and I listened to one of your other interviews, and I think the gal that was interviewed said something to the same effect that I did, that, you know, we love the book. We love what it talks about. But it just makes you think about what we've been talking about, and for that, it's a brilliant idea. But I want you to think hard and long about this. I think you should do an expose with photographs and with statistics and facts pulled together and about the state of our everything from how not recycling going the way it should and how we got to do something to protect the deep blue oceans.
Well, you know, that's a really interesting idea. And can I just throw in here? I don't want people to get the sense that this whole book is a downer, because it's not meant to be.
And it's not.
You know, I am fundamentally an optimist, and I think there is hope.
Yeah, I think technology is going to help us in the long run. It's just sometimes emphasis is not on garbage and recycling, it's on cancer and Alzheimer's, and should be, but hopefully somebody will come up with a better plan to reuse this stuff. You know, my grandfather always said, all this stuff about wasting, and if it came from the earth, it'll go back to the earth. And that was way back then. And I just don't think that's true. And I don't want to live on a garbage mountain.
Yeah.
Well, look, the book does come out this week, isn't it?
It's coming out, yeah, the 13th.
Oh, that's
which
good.
Is, I guess, what, 3 days away? That's amazing. I'm still not ready for that.
Well, oh, come on. I saw you got several good things scheduled where you're going to do a book signing and presentation. Where you're going to do a book read? That ought to be interesting.
Yeah, I'm going to do a few of those. And, I have lots of good friends and acquaintances who are helping and supporting, and that's so meaningful to me.
Well, you got a strong enthusiast here in the Flatlands, and
thank you.
Max degraded Kansas. That's because he's a disgruntled old man. But I hope you sell a whole bunch of books. We're going to give away a copy, which at least then it gets another one out there that somebody will see and say, oh, I need to read that. And hopefully they'll pass it on.
Instead of throwing it away, because that would be kind of heartbreaking if they did.
Well, I love that one thing you mentioned in the preface to the book about maybe I'm glad you're reading the book or something, but maybe you should have got a digital copy.
Oh, well. Yeah, I'm not sure how my publisher feels about that.
No, well.
You know.
Well, you can get both at Amazon, so it's a good thing. All right, tell me your dog's name.
Well, we have four: Milo, Sugar, Cleo, and Hasselhoff.
I had a Cleo,
and they're the sweetest people. And it's amazing; they all get along really well.
Well, the sweetest people. I like the way you put that. That may not have been intentional, but some of the best people I know had four legs.
Yeah.
Oh, well. What a pleasure. I'm so glad you could spare the time, and I'm glad I got in on the beginning of the book release just coming out, and I hope the Sultan of Garbage brings you great recognition, more than you've already received. And I still want you to write an expose about this whole serious topic. Anyway, thanks, partner. Appreciate it, Brian.
I really appreciate you having me on. Thank you so much.
Have a great weekend.
Thanks, you too.
Okay, folks, you want a copy of the book? It's called The Sultan of Garbage. Yeah, it makes me angry what we do with garbage. The book is not just that. It's a great story. It's a perfect summer beach read. Sit by the pool, drink a glass of wine out of something not glass, maybe a Tetra Pak, maybe a 3-liter bag in the box. We'll talk about that. There's a lot of things the wine business is doing. But you want a copy of the book? Brian Belafonte's book, The Sultan of Garbage, you know the drill. 316-869-1330. Max Power will take down your info and the publisher will send you your personal copy. Call now. 316-869-1330. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.